Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know what I'm saying?
Honestly.
You know what I'm saying? Like. You know what I'm saying?
By that same French excellence.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
The mayor of Know What I'm Saying.
Yeah, he wants to be the mayor. Here we go.
You know what I'm saying?
Like this. You know what I'm saying?
Please give me a call. You know what I'm saying?
Pull off the bumper suit.
Honestly.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
Do anyone understand that?
Do you, Gene? It's an all-time great right there. That's Ghost Crew.
Oh, yeah, Ghost Crew. Those guys were one of the original song makers.
Yeah.
One of the very
that's
few.
That's one of my favorites. Originals. I think that's my favorite song that they made for us.
That one, yeah. Ghost Crew had so many great jams.
Incredible.
Those are my jams.
I'm a Midwest mom. Those are my jams.
I've officially crossed over into Midwestern mom. I wore my house slippers out twice this weekend with LJ.
Yeah.
I was alone with him, so I don't sleep. You know, our kid doesn't nap.
It's a different level. Wow, the hounds are really going at it.
Dogs are chasing. And yeah. I had on my fanny pack, thankfully.
Yeah.
But they're going crazy. Schnitzel's a tagging queen. But I did not. I forgot my house.
Smell what you're not smell like at different times of the day.
Making sure that thing is on.
Oh, you got to make sure. Check.
Yeah, you got to verify.
You know, but bringing back that song really made me appreciate Dennis Rodman's You Know What I'm Saying.
Oh, yeah. Wait, Dennis Rodman didn't do You Know What I'm Saying.
You know what I'm saying? No, he's on there.
But that's not You Know What I'm Saying. That's blah, 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 blah. That's different. You can't call that a You Know What I'm Saying. That's just Dennis Rodman.
That's a Rodman.
Yeah.
It made me miss him and his insanity, and I wish...
Watch this.
Yeah. What's up with him?
That's not You Know What I'm Saying. That's watch this.
That guy, that was the best documentary when he went to North Korea.
Big Bang and Pyongyang. Yeah.
You Know What I'm Saying?
No. Not You Know What I'm Saying.
You Know What I'm Saying?
Watch this.
I would loaded.
Super drunk, yeah.
And he's meeting with the dignitaries or whatever heads of state in North Korea, and he's just ripped.
He's completely shit-faced, yeah.
Yeah, and he's singing, remember, they're singing to him, and he's laughing. And
that song also brings back the memory of Orson Welles' drunk on the commercial.
Ah, the French champagne.
Excellence.
Man. That's one of my favorite things ever discovered. That's the best thing that the internet did was bring things like that to people's attention.
Yes.
Because before the internet, that thing just lived on a VHS somewhere.
Right, and like five sound guys knew about that. Yeah.
With the internet, all of us get to find out that he was out of his mind, fucked up, doing commercials for a winemaker.
And probably... and at that place in your career where you're having to do wine ads, you should probably show up sober and respect
the spot. But
he's so
out of it. Yeah, he's so out of it.
He's so gone.
And he's still like, I'm Orson Welles.
Yeah.
You know?
He's still running on that cred.
I like when that... I still remember that he goes, I haven't seen that in years. And he goes... They go like action. He's like, he doesn't do anything. And they're like, cut. He's like, he waits. And he goes, he doesn't do anything. He's just waiting on the other guy.
He's like, nah. He doesn't have a line yet.
Because he's supposed to be going like, ah,
right.
The French champagne.
And that same
so
French
shitty.
Excellence.
So shit-faced.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There is a California champagne by Paul Masson, inspired by that same French excellence, is fermented in the bottle, and like the best French champagne, is
he's out of breath.
Looped. And he's so fat at this point, too.
Yeah, it's real out of breath.
Yeah. God damn it.
The French champagne has always been celebrated for its excellence. There is a California champagne.
The forced.
There's a California champagne. They had to know by the third take. They're like, this is not going to happen.
But I bet they knew the moment he stepped on set, and they were like, shit, Orson's
Yeah, but he's
again.
So legendary. I think part of you, even if he shows up like that, you're like, this guy's...
He'll pull it
He's
together.
Magic for a reason. Yeah, right. He's going to turn it on.
Right.
Like when the cameras roll.
And then sometimes they don't.
And sometimes they're like, mwah! The French has always been known for his excellence. You see, all his pitch just went all over
It's all over.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And that Rodman thing is incredible.
I miss him. You know what? There should just be a 24/7 documentary crew following that guy. Because I feel like he's always doing something ridiculous. We should know about it.
I agree. Want to do a proper show open?
Then the alien guy. Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to love this.
Yeah.
This is so fucking amazing to me.
Why is my chair so low?
I don't know. I laughed so hard at this.
Air defense missiles him. There?
They certainly don't. But the point is that China is the one that can, the only one that can control Kim Jong-un, this crazy fat kid that's running North Korea.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura.
Tom Segura.
Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
This hard in a long time. Yeah. I saw this on my flight to DC.
Oh, nice.
So I had, Wi-Fi, and I see this thing and I'm like, wait, what? And this is Senator John McCain, former presidential candidate on, I think it's Greta Van Susteren. And obviously, this topic comes up and he very matter-of-factly, it stands out so much because people in this position usually maintain a level of diplomacy no matter who they're talking about.
Right. I think our presidents kind of kicked the door down on that.
Well, yeah, I guess. But it's also, I think that part of this, my theory on this is when you're a POW for a number of years and you're brutally beaten and tortured, so you have a kind of a matter-of-fact way of speaking.
Oh, yeah, you
that.
Talk some shit.
And let's be honest, he was tortured by the Vietnamese. So I think his whole outlook on the Asian world is skewed.
A little different than
most people. Yeah. So it's just, to me, to hear a guy just like lay right into, I mean, even though he's obviously he is a dictator, he's a maniac, but he's just
it's crazy.
To say this crazy fat kid running North Korea, I was shaking on this plane. I mean, I was laughing so fucking hard.
Yeah.
With my headphones in, just like
loving it.
Yeah. And then the best part, but we don't even have it here, is that he continued after this and she continued with no, like there was no pause.
Yeah.
It was just like. Just
the crazy fat kid that runs North Korea. You know what I really regret with McCain is that when he was running for president, I thought he was the wacky candidate. You know what I mean? Like, now I look at him and I'm like, I wish McCain was president. That guy's great. I really like him more now. Maybe I was too young to appreciate him, but now you're like, that guy's kind of, he's got his head on right.
Yeah.
I like him. I like the shit that he's saying now, for sure.
Well, I like guys that weren't captured, but anyways.
You like guys that weren't captured?
Yeah.
Right. That's right. I've heard that. That's some kind of a failure on his part, right?
Yeah. Shouldn't have been captured.
Right.
Air defense missiles there.
They certainly don't. But the point is that China is the one that can, the only one that can control Kim Jong-un, this crazy fat kid that's running North Korea.
It's love magic. It. That's the most magical moment.
Love it.
That's how I'll remember him for the rest of my life.
Yeah, yeah. He's right. He nailed
everything
it.
Else.
Because the thing is, nobody is going to defend Kim Jong-un. No one's going to be like,
of course
excuse me, are you fat-shaming the supreme leader?
But amongst, like, politicians, there's usually, like...
decorum.
Yeah. And that's then they gone. Have this, you know, they've had this, I forget what they call it, with North Korea, patient diplomacy is the tactic. But he's just like, fuck that crazy fat kid.
Yeah. Which sometimes you do have to be like, fuck that crazy fat kid.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, he is a fucking world-class asshole, that guy. Mm-hmm. So, I you know, it's not like you got to be nice about him, but...
No.
This crazy fat kid.
I love it. You're fat shaming.
Oh, yeah.
You're fat shaming.
I'm sure there was some of that.
Do you think anybody's defending
definitely
him?
Definitely too warm in here.
What are you doing? Oh, Gene, it's not that warm. It's nice. What are you doing? You're ruining. The dogs are going crazy. Look, Fief's on top
really
of Schnitzel.
Yeah,
Fief is giving him the business. Giving her the business. I messed up her pronoun. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Bitsy. I just mislabeled your pronoun.
Well, I was in Washington Dickcom this week.
Yeah.
I did 8 shows.
That's a lot of shows.
A lot of shows. Thank you to everybody that came out.
All our lights are on. Yeah.
To the shows. They were a lot of fun. And Pat House, thank you for coming along and opening the shows.
Is Pat House fat?
No.
Every time you say Pat House, I picture like a really obese person, and I know he's
guess
not.
What?
What?
There's a guy named Pat House that was on The Biggest Loser.
Oh.
Like a really fat guy.
Maybe that's why. Maybe I've seen it unconsciously.
Because he talks about it on stage, because that Pat House hit up this Pat House.
No.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. One time he was like, oh, hey, man, like... you know, I saw that you have, you know, we have the same name and...
Let's be friends.
Basically.
I'm fat. You're skinny.
Yeah.
You're
well, I think he lost this one. The Biggest Loser one lost a lot of weight. He might have won it or something.
Wow.
And then Pat House that I know, you know, just tells a story about meeting the guy.
Oh, that's so random.
Or interacting with him. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. But this Pat... No. Pat's like fucking 170 pounds.
Right. Yeah. Normal weighted.
Yeah. Totally normal.
Yeah.
Totally normal weighted. We went to the National Portrait Gallery.
Those are fun. There's one in England I've been to.
Yeah, well, this one's American. It's fucking way better.
American.
They talk English there, and it's fucking better.
Who did you see
Everyone's
portraits
stronger
of?
There.
Stronger. Number one.
Do you know what was alarming?
What's that?
So you know the hit makers of U.S. presidents. You're like, oh, you know, obviously Truman, Roosevelt. You're like, yeah. You get to this period, unless you are a real history buff, you start walking by portraits where you're like, never even heard of that guy's name before.
Seriously.
And it's a
president.
Let me pull this up for you. A president, yes.
Are you sure? I know a lot of things, and I've learned my histories.
I think you're going to be blown away by this.
Okay. All right, Tom.
Okay. Presidents of the United States.
Did they have portraits of real celebrities like King Ass Ripper?
How about this one? Okay, first of all.
You didn't even answer my question.
King Ass Ripper does not have one. I left a little note there.
Yeah.
I said, what about the mommies?
Well, I was going to say that you and I are A-list celebrities.
Yeah.
I mean, our internet radio show gets downloaded way more than a lot of TV shows get watched.
Yeah.
Hello.
It seems pretty obvious.
This shit should be easy.
God, that's scary. I got startled.
Well, you're supposed to be.
It came from this side. I was like, huh, that was terrifying.
Yeah.
Good Lord, where are we?
This shit should be easy.
Oh, that was so scary. Yeah. That's Coach Ice.
Yeah. That's actually not Coach Ice, another coach. But
how many screaming coaches do we have on
this
show?
There's a few. This is a different coach altogether right here.
Crying motherfucker.
That's a different coach.
Now, who's that?
That is Horace Morris.
Horace Morris.
That's his name.
That's a cool name.
Yeah. Horace
okay,
Morris.
So show me this portrait of the Prez. He's the Prez.
I'm not showing you portrait. I'm going to give you names.
Okay. Coolidge. Him. Go ahead.
So a bunch of all-stars begin.
Heavy hitters.
Heavy hitters start. Right?
Franklin. Benjamin. Oh, no. My favorite.
He's not a president. So you
he's
got,
not a president?
No. So there's George, obviously Big Dub, right? John Adams, Jefferson, Madison. You're like, oh, yeah.
Know that.
Number eight. Martin Van Buren.
Yeah, Martin Van Buren.
Never
the Van
heard
Buren
of him.
Family. I actually went to college with a descendant of the Van Buren.
Never heard of him.
Okay.
After him.
Knew that.
William Harrison.
No clue. Never heard
of him.
That's
a U.S. president.
No.
Just for a second. After him, John Tyler.
John Tyler. He's in Duran Duran.
Okay, you got that one. Polk after that. How about this one after that? This was my most alarming one. President Zachary Taylor.
Never. Old Rough and Ready. That was his nickname.
Yeah.
Never heard
President
of
Zach?
Wait, how come? Because didn't we have to learn these in school? Like, you have to memorize them?
Never heard of this guy.
I don't remember Zachary.
I mean, he was obviously not there for long, okay? But still, no one ever mentioned President Zach to
Nobody
me.
Mentioned Old Rough and Ready.
Oh, Rough and Ready? Yeah.
Can I have your coffee?
Yeah,
that you're
one?
Not drinking the cold one with the straw, so it doesn't screw up my whitening.
Okay.
Give me another. This is fun.
Okay.
I thought I knew.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's
you
fun.
Know, obviously, I mean, there's not that many, so you
yeah.
most of the names click something in you, even the ones that you weren't yeah. really studied up on.
Yeah.
But when we saw Zachary Taylor,
yeah, Rosa Parks, is she on there?
Yeah, she was third president.
Thank
Someone's
you.
Someone's a history buff.
Oh, I love history. I'm so
what about
good at it, too.
Franklin Pierce.
Yes.
You knew him?
Yeah. I remember the name. I don't know. I can't tell you what the guy did.
James Buchanan?
Yes, I knew Buchanan. History, 11th grade. Come on, Mr. Telesca, high school.
I don't remember that name. Abraham Lincoln?
No, doesn't ring a bell.
It's another guy.
Benjamin Franklin wasn't a president. You sure about that?
Yeah, I bet.
I know he did a lot of other stuff. You sure?
Yeah.
Electricity, poor yeah, James Almanac.
He wasn't a president, Gene.
what else did he invent?
Let's see.
Pup play. That was also invented by Benjamin Franklin.
What about Chester Arthur?
No, never heard of that guy. Chester?
Yeah.
Is anybody named Chester anymore?
He's a fucking president.
I'll bet you anything.
Look at his asshole.
I like that.
The gentleman boss, elegant Arthur.
The gentleman boss.
But I mean.
That's going to come back. That name Chester is going to be a hipster name. Mark my words.
But he was a president. You know, in the late 1800s. That's one that
you
should
were
be,
alive. You should have known.
Yeah. I was in middle school. He was fucking.
Was your family in this country yet?
That was the presidential salary then?
Damn.
$50,000 a year?
Dollars?
That's fucking crazy.
Wait, that can't be right.
Doesn't seem like
that's
it can be
not right.
That's like $1 million a year.
Yeah, that's not accurate. Because what do they make now? $100,000 a year?
No, they make $400,000 now.
Damn, huh? Yeah. Being the president.
Fuck, it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, huh? Fuck, you gotta be president to make money like that.
Fuck.
Would you ever want to date your president?
I mean, you know, once you get into a certain era, they all are familiar because they're more recent. But
go ahead, let's do some more. This is super fun.
You like this?
Yeah.
All right.
I like to know how stupid I am.
It feels good, right?
Kinda.
You said you didn't. Did you know Rutherford Hayes?
Rutherford Hayes. It's in a song. It's in a song or something. It's the only reason I know it. I know the words. I don't know what he did. I don't know.
James Garfield.
Garfield, my favorite cartoon character. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Chester, we went through that. What about Benjamin Harrison? Dude.
No clue. Benjamin Harrison.
Our president?
Harrison.
23rd president? Nickname Kid Gloves Harrison or Little Ben?
What are the nicknames now for the presidents? What was Obama's? Does it say?
Barry. What's up, Barry?
And Sherry's Berries.
Sherry's Berries.
What's up, Barry? That would be hilarious if that was. I wish someone could hack that site and put it there. What's up, Barry?
Yeah. I mean, after that, I think you've heard of everybody.
Are you sure? I'm pretty bad.
Okay,
I'm pretty dumb.
I mean, it's all on you being honest about whether you've heard of
it. Yeah, I haven't lied so far.
Okay, so Benjamin Harrison, you hadn't heard of.
No clue.
Grover Cleveland.
Yeah, for the high school.
William McKinley.
No.
There you go. Dude, he's president into the 1900s.
The idol of Ohio. Ohio. How much did he get paid, huh?
$50,000.
Damn.
Yeah, the last jump was 200 grand, I think.
Fuck. He was a Methodist.
I think it was 200 grand for a while.
He was a Methodist, too, Gene.
Yeah.
Not America.
Okay.
Look at Obama's nickname.
I will in a second. I think you've heard of the rest, but let's double check. McKinley, you hadn't.
No.
Obviously,
have
Roosevelt.
You?
And yeah, because I know a couple of McKinley high schools.
Gotcha. We all know Rosie because he was in a wheelchair. Polio as a child, I believe.
William Taft.
There's Taft High School.
Yeah, I know. Woodrow Wilson.
Wilson High School. I don't know. Yes, Woodrow. Yes, I've heard.
How about this one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Be honest.
Beyonce Knowles.
Warren Harding.
No.
Dude.
No.
We walked by this portrait, and I was like, who's this guy? Is this like an old senator or something?
No.
Nope. 29th president of the United States.
Doesn't ring a bell. What's his middle name? Jamil?
Yeah. William Jamal Harding.
Nickname none listed. Huh.
Right?
Warren Jamil Harding.
Look at this, man. In the 1920s,
the
president's salary was 75 now, grand a year. Isn't that insane?
That's bananas, because that is millions of dollars. Now, but look at his term, 1921 to 23.
Yeah, he died. He died in office.
Oh, he died.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
See, that's why Calvin Coolidge became president.
Oh, we know Cool. And I know Calvin Coolidge.
Yeah. They used to call him Old Cool Cal.
Old Cool Nuts, yeah.
Yep. Old Slick Dick Cool Calvin.
Like to smell his own farts.
Yep.
That's why they called him that.
Silent Cal, they called him. Because he's a fart, real stinkers. That's his nickname, Silent Cal. That's what it says.
Is that true?
Yes.
That's such a liar.
Look what it says right here.
Let me see.
Silent Cal.
Oh my God, because his farts were silent but deadly?
The stinkiest farts in the whole thing, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Silent but deadly Cal.
Herbert Hoover?
Yes, of course. Hoover, yeah.
Do you know about?
Do you know about?
you know about?
I remember so little of history. Can you remember anything you learned in high school?
No.
Not a fucking thing. Very little things have I retained.
You said.
Very few things.
You said Theodore.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Was in the chair.
Theodore wasn't Huxtable it, was
he in. He wasn't in the chair,
president.
Though.
Roosevelt was in a wheelchair.
But not Theodore, not Teddy.
Teddy Franklin. Roosevelt. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was in the wheelchair.
Delano. Yeah.
Delano.
You heard of Truman?
I've heard of that guy. Truman Capote, writer.
So the rest of these you've heard of. Let's see. Let's see what Barry's nickname
What's
was.
What's up, Barry?
None. Says
no, bullshit.
Can you imagine the black guy doesn't get a nickname? How shitty is that?
The injustice of it all.
I bet some guys on the south side of Chicago could fill in that gap. Talking about Barry?
Talking about Barry? Old mom jeans.
Old mom jeans.
He used to wear his mom jeans. That's how that stuff came around, I think, because they were making fun of his light denim. It was
super
high.
Yeah. So let's see this real quick.
What's up, Barry?
I want to see when it changed here. Yeah. So 200 grand a year.
Damn.
It was through Clinton, and then jumped to 400 grand. So it's
so Clinton was the last
of the 200 grand
to make 200 large.
Yeah.
Wow. But 50 grand in the turn of the century sounds like a fortune.
That it has to be. Yeah.
I mean,
it's so much money.
That can't be accurate.
Maybe it was. They just made you really rich at that point.
God, yeah. Don't you want
these guys
time
now
travel?
Get a $50,000 expense account as well.
Wow.
On top of their 400 grand.
Okay, if you could time travel, you have to go back in time. You can't go forward. Where would you go? What era of American?
If I could go anywhere?
American history. Let's start there.
That's a good question, man. I mean, wouldn't you want to just kind of drop into every era for a moment to see what it's like? It's hard to pick one.
No, fuck the caveman stuff.
No,
I don't want to see that.
I'm talking about U.S.
Those dopes.
The last few hundred years.
Yeah, I guess.
Right?
No, can I tell you what I'm not interested in?
What?
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow.
How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
I hate cowboy anything, like with all the dust and the dirt and the gun stuff.
So you'd like to...
I don't want to go to the Wild West. You'd like to
jump into 1960? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. Oh, I would love the 60s. Okay. Yeah. Put me in like London in the 60s when Beatlemania...
That's what you want?
...comes. That would be fun. I'd like... That would be fun, right? To be a mod, to be all cool.
I'd like to take my current like physique to the 1930s NFL... Where I would be considered probably bigger and faster than at least 80 or 90% of them.
A god.
Yeah, or even the NBA, like before they let black guys play.
Yeah.
And I would just be like, fucking run this shit, dude.
Yeah.
I've seen how they dribbled back then. I'd show up and they'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's a modern way of playing.
You know what I would do? I would go to like 59, 58 in America and be like, I'm a female stand-up comic.
Oh,
and
right.
They're like, what? I'm all watch this bitch and then fucking blow minds and get arrested and stuff like Lenny Bruce. That'd be awesome.
Drop both tits on their heads.
That's what's up. Yeah. Be all, you have fucking seen these mushy purples? And they're like, oh, obscenity. It'd be great. It'd be so fun.
Mushy perps.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the newscasters being like, Christina Mushy Perps Brzezinski today was arrested outside of the Purple Onion.
What's wrong with saying mushy purples? I can say what I want.
This is disgusting. And they would cut the people being like, it is horrifying.
Yeah, I'd
love
it.
Talking about her perps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would really like to do that. That'd be fun.
Yeah. So I did that. I went to, and I learned about presents I didn't know we had. And then I also went to the Nat Geo Museum. And do you know what they have there?
Pictures of soggy tits.
They actually had a lack of that.
That's all that should be at the National Geographic
Museum. They basically
Museum.
Have two exhibits, like the first part, second part kind of thing. It's pretty small, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
The first section, so half of the Nat Geo Museum, is their Instagram account blown up.
Oh, that's stupid.
So you walk in and you're like, this is your Instagram account.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah.
Could have seen that on my phone.
Right.
Didn't have to fly to Washington.
It's just, it's blown up here. And they're like, yeah, exactly.
That's super gay. You know, Washington, D.C., we went to that stupid CIA museum. We were all excited about spies and stuff.
Spy Museum is for fucking fifth graders, but they
it
don't tell
terrible.
You that.
It was terrible. And I like spy stuff.
Of course, but it's like for children. This one is too, by the way. This is not for adults. It's for kids.
Super weird. Because in Berlin and in Hungary, you can see like You want to see some shit? You want to see the KGB museum where they tortured people? They have that in Budapest.
Yeah, I do.
Legit, like spooky. You'll cry. You'll leave crying. Yeah. It's so real.
That's the kind of shit I want to see, man. Right, right,
right. We don't have that in America.
We have it. They just won't show it to us.
We need more tragedy. More time. Yeah. More time. Now, what's really upsetting, you told me a story today about your experience in first class. Let's talk about that because it really bothered me to hear this happened.
This is so annoying and so, I'm probably upsetting for someone to hear me complain about, but it still is irritating as shit.
It's not, Tom. It's not. You've earned first class.
Well, here's what happened, and this happens all the time. You get on for any of these, especially for me, breakfast is really all I care about.
I'm sorry. This happens in coach too, by the way. This is not just a first class
problem. No, you're right. You are. But in first class, what they do is when you're on a flight that's over 3 hours, they serve a meal.
Complimentary, of course.
Yes. And, you know, you get your booze, whatever. But I don't drink really on flights.
Not at 5 a.m?
No. I mean, I know some people that do, but yeah, I don't. So anyways, I get on. And they're like, the lady hands out menus. You basically have two options, but they print it out, right?
Right.
They give you your menu, and it says, this omelet with chicken sausage and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Or oatmeal and fruit. So you know what I'm going to have, right?
You're going to go for the keto-friendly option.
Yeah, I'm going to have it every time. Bye. So I'm sitting there. I'm in the last row. I'm in the aisle. And I watch
her. Sorry, you're in the last row.
Yes.
That was, go ahead.
Fourth row aisle seat.
Oh, geez.
Now I watch her go from left to right across row one, left to right row two, left to right row three. When she comes to my row, the fourth row, she looks at me and the guy sitting next to me and then across the aisle. So in other words, the last two that she'll hit, two women. She looks at the four of us and goes, we have omelet and we have oatmeal. And then I go, so I'm about to say omelet. She goes, ladies first. Turns, like skips the whole way she had been doing it. The two ladies go, we'll have omelets. And then she turns to me and she goes, I guess you guys are having oatmeal. And I go, no, I'm not. She goes, no. And I go, no, I don't want oatmeal. And she's like, oh. And I go, so is there not another omelet? No. And I go, okay. Then I'm good. You know, I didn't make like a big stink about it. I go, I'm good then. You don't want, and I go, no, I don't want it. And she's like, I'll see if I can find another one, which is a weird thing to say.
Where are you going to find it?
Yeah, don't you, aren't you saying that there's none left for a reason?
Crazy.
I just go, I kind of zonk out for a minute. And when I wake up, she goes, oh, I found something.
Oh, you did?
And I go, okay. And she puts in front of me like some scrambled eggs.
Ew.
Which is weird because.
From Coach?
I don't know where
the
fuck.
Must be Coach option.
I was like, no, they don't serve that. They don't serve that.
They might serve like a wrap with egg and Coach.
I don't know. I looked at it and I was like, this doesn't seem like what is on this plane as an option. It just seemed bizarre to me. But it is always super annoying when we have five of these and four of these.
Yeah, have more.
Yeah. And then you go, I don't want that thing. And they're like, well,
kills me.
You got the wrong seat. And then sometimes these flight attendants will pick their own path like that lady.
Yeah, it's arbitrary.
They go like, yeah, we're going to start in the back row today. And you're like, all right, we're going to start over here. So then she did the, you know, ladies first thing. I seriously, in my mind, wanted to go like, excuse me. You went like this the whole time.
Right.
There's a lady there. You didn't jump over to her.
Right.
So fuck these ladies.
What's up with the reverse sexism, huh? Yeah.
I mean, we're not talking about they get to, you know, putting their bag in the overhead, which I'd gladly do for them.
Right.
We're talking about, well, why do I get leapfrogged for that? No, fuck that.
Well, there's a lot of flaws. Here's what happens. Now, when I'm in first class.
Yeah.
I always try to pick a seat in the first two rows for this exact reason. I swear to God,
really?
I am so afraid of being passed over on the food options.
Yeah.
Even when I sat in economy, I would always try to get premium economy.
Yeah.
So that I can get the snack box of my choice, because many times I want the cheese box. And then by the time they get to me and I'm in row 25, they're like, oh, we're out of the cheese box. I'm like, why don't you get more? If you know it's a popular item, why the fuck wouldn't you have more?
Get more cheese boxes.
Yes.
Get more meals. Build bigger overhead compartments.
Yes.
For our bags that every fucking flight I get on, they go, there's limited space and you got to check your bag. We'll build a bigger. Doesn't this happen every flight now?
I know.
Why can't you build more space? Who's the genius that designed this? I have fucking 2 feet above my head. Right. Make that shit bigger, man.
Or don't allow any. Then make everybody check them in. Then there's no fucking problem. Yep. It's so irritating. And then you see people carrying their entire lives on the airplane,
you know, what
in
makes
five
me
different pieces.
See red too.
Yeah.
Is the fuck. It's always a guy. Some douchebag guy will board a flight, puts his bag in one of the front compartments, and then walks to the back of the plane. You do that?
I've done it.
Oh, man.
I do it if.
I can feel my blood pressure rise.
I do it only if I know that they're loading back to front and I'm like screwed and I'm not in a good zone, a boarding zone.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm going to get fucked on it. So I won't put it in first class because I know that's disrespectful. But I will, on my way back, boop, drop that up in row 10. My ass is in row 20, whatever.
Yeah.
But guess what? My bag's up here. Yeah. And also when I'm on deplaning, then I just boop, grab it, and I'm out. You know what
I've seen guys just drop it up in first. And
that's not cool.
Back, and I'm like,
that's not fair.
And it's always when, like, of course, when like a flight attendant's not looking.
Yeah.
And then because you want to be like, excuse me. This loser.
Mm-hmm.
Just no.
No.
I can't tolerate it.
Do you tattle?
No. That's the
don't
thing.
Tattle.
No, I don't tattle. But you
snitches,
want to say.
Don't snitch.
You want to. That's the thing is you're like on the vert. You're like.
No, you can't snitch.
You can't snitch. But it's always like the time when you really actually want to is when you see the person board first late. And they're like, there's no room.
That's,
you want to be like, well, dickhead.
Yeah.
In a 34C actually put his bag
took
right
your shit.
Here. Yeah.
Took your shit, son.
Yeah. So there is room.
Yeah.
If you get his fucking.
But the food
out.
Thing always bothered me because, like, you know what the ticket items are that people enjoy the most. We don't have that, but we've got salty ass Pringles left. We've got this couscous wrap with feta. Like, no one wants that. That's
always,
why you have those left.
They always seem completely blown away when you don't want their dog shit snack, too. Like,
yes.
They come by with the basket and they're like, chips, chocolate, and I'm like, I'm good. Are you sure? Yeah.
Your shitty
I don't
snacks.
Want it. And they're like, it's free garbage. You don't want it? I'm like, no, I'm good.
We've pulled this out of a dumpster. You don't want this?
You can have all the free garbage you want.
Well, because the thing is, those aren't high ticket items. Like, you can buy your own bag of Fritos. They're not a luxury. Give me the good stuff. Give me stuff that, like, I can't get normally, and then I'll be geeked about your fucking snack options.
You fucking fuck.
Or do something healthier, dick breath. You know that. What's going on?
It's a major announcement. This is big time. You don't know what's going on?
Well, I was in the middle of a great thought.
What do you mean you're in the middle of a great
thought? I was saying something good. And you
say
just
it.
Cut me off. I forgot now.
Well, what did I do?
About the snacks, and I forgot it now.
Oh, you said you wanted the primo snacks.
Yeah, give me good snacks.
Yeah, I agree. It's like,
give me hummus with like crudite or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Salami.
I feel like Virgin.
Yeah,
has hummus.
They do,
but it is like pretty strong. I remember being real farty after that. Yeah.
Or what about like fresh items, chips and real salsa? Not that shit in a jar. That'd be kind of exciting on a fucking plane.
I know.
Or snackadamia nuts. I like those.
Disappointing thing is that you're on the major carriers and they have the most dog shit.
Yeah.
You know, like Delta, American.
Dog shit food.
Really bad.
Virgin's got the best food options, you're right, of all of them.
Yeah.
Now, if you go international,
international is another fucking story.
It's another. How come? See, they can do it on the international flights. Remember on our way to Africa?
They take pride in that shit,
we
man.
We had hot fudge sundaes on our way to Africa. Why can't we have hot fudge sundaes on the way from D.C. to L.A.?
Yeah.
Or why?
How about lay flats are from L.A. to New York, San Francisco to New York, but L.A. to Philly, L.A. to D.C.
Right, just as far.
Cross country. Nope. Why can't you get a lay flat?
Stupid, huh?
I want to sleep, yo.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit here.
Yeah, only on. Why do they do that? That was so. I used to get the laydowns from Atlanta to LA. That was so.
That's
rad.
See, that's on accident, basically.
Yeah,
that's an international.
Oh, right.
That they're using to get here before it goes overseas again.
Oh, those were great.
So
though.
It's basically by chance.
And I would always sit with rappers. There would always be like some miscellaneous rapper in the
miscellaneous.
Front.
Miscellaneous.
Well, I don't know who they are. Like Timbaland.
Jeezy is not miscellaneous.
I didn't know who it was.
I know.
I sent you a picture. I'm all. Yeah. I think this guy's famous.
Yeah.
I know.
Trap God, right there for sure.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Okay, sorry. What was your big announcement?
Well, the big announcement, it's our big announcement. That is, it's happening. August 23rd. Jeans and I are going to do the podcast live at the West Palm Beach Improv.
West Harry Palms.
It's very rare that we get to travel together and do this, but we're doing it Wednesday, August 23rd.
It's as rare as a Double Pipe Classic.
It's very rare.
We should call it the Double Pipe Classic Tour. It's
so yeah, rare. It's so rare. It's just going to be a one-off. There's not going to be a second one.
No.
But it's going to happen. So if you want to see the podcast, our Palmcast live, August 23rd, yeah. We're going to be doing it at the Breast Balm Beach Improv in Florida. That'll be it. That's just a one and done deal. I mentioned this last week. If you don't know, I'm coming to Momstralia, and I'm doing Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, and Perth. No, I'm not doing Adelaide. That is not my choice.
Adelaide.
I'm not doing it by choice. That's just... This is, I'm working with a promoter. This is the run they set up. So people have asked me in emails. That's why it's not any
Adelaide,
other reason.
Adelaide, Brisbane, Perth,
the promoter
Sydney.
Sets it up. So I'm very excited to be going there. I have an added show in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania next week. It's Thursday. If you want to come, the early ones sold out. And then I'm in New Haven, Connecticut. And then I'm also in Burlington, Vermont. I have two shows there.
Next to the Coat Factory?
Yeah. That's right, Burlington Coat Factory. Added shows in Meat Rattle, Washington. That is going to be on the 14th at the Moore Theater. The first one is gone. And then Portland, Oregon sold out on the 15th. So I'm coming back May 13th. I also added a show in Dallas, Fallas, Texas, April 20th. And then I'm doing the rest of the weekend at the Houston Improv in Houston, Tejas. Jeans?
The Houston. April 13th and through 15th, I'm at the Brea Improv. April 28th through 29th, Sacramento at the Punchline. May 4th through 5th, Fartniks, Arizona at Stand Up Live. May 19th through 20th, Jew Dork Titties, Gotham Comedy Club. And then Denver, June 1st through 3rd, Denver Comedy Works. And then June 16th and 17th in Manfredisco at the Punchline. And then I tape my hour. I'm so excited.
Holy
so this
shit.
This is the wrap up.
Wait, did you just announce where or anything yet or not yet?
Not yet, but I will. And I hope you guys come to watch it live. Taping? I'm sure. So excited. I'm doing two shows. And I would love if the mommies could come and laugh and support it.
They will.
So, and I'll announce it when I can, obviously.
Of course.
It'll be in June. I can say that much.
There you go.
So excite.
Excite. Amaze. All that stand-up. You got to have...
Stanima.
To do it.
Stanima. So dumb.
Takes a lot.
Stanima.
Stanima. Stanima. Stanima.
Let's see.
Stanima.
Here. Oh, this is from, remember last week, I don't know if you remember last week, but the big star of our show was this lady.
No, I don't want to talk about her. She smells her butt finger.
Yeah.
It's just raunchy ass and shit smell.
We're going back to her again?
No, well, there's an email about her.
Oh, okay.
Inhale my ass fumes.
I remember.
Okay. So she made the point that she hadn't showered in days.
3 days.
Yeah.
To be exact.
So the email says, the asshole lady is a liar. Hey, mommies.
What?
Due to the nice lady in the opening clip, the how you say asshole lady... Don't believe a word she says when she tries to make light of her non-shower situation. I camp for a living. In other words,
wow.
Goes camping. May to December, I'm camping Monday through Friday, so I'm sure you can imagine that means no showers.
Oh my God.
When she is voluntarily stuffing that nasty pudgy finger into her beehole after 3 days of non-showers, you trust me, around day two of my weekly ritual, it gets bad. Don't listen to the lady when she says she wants a dirty asshole in her face. Mm. She better get her life, because nothing about the must is a good thing. As Tom said, she is gnarly as fuck. Thank you guys for keeping my weeks in the woods high and tight. You guys rock. Travis. I mean, Travis is making a good point, which is that he's saying there's probably some bullshit when it comes to this 3 days.
Wait a minute. Now, you guys are comparing, Yana, when it comes to butthole smells.
Asshole.
You're comparing apples to oranges, meaning the feminine posterior is different in consistency and activity level to the male posterior.
Mm-hmm.
My point being, Travis could be running, jumping, doing things.
Real camp stuff.
Camp stuff. Whereas our girl is probably just sitting in her room.
Taking dumps. Yeah.
So you can't compare those two things. Plus, we've discussed hair.
I hear what you're saying. I do hear it. I do. The court recognizes your point.
Yes, Yana.
And she might not be on Travis's level of gnarly, but.
Right.
This is 3 days of no shower. It's not a good situation.
No.
It's not going
to
smell okay.
I'll tell you what. I went one day without showering because our son has refused to nap lately.
Asshole.
I didn't shower on Sunday.
Yeah.
By Sunday night, I was out of my mind. I was exhausted, but I had to shower because I'm like, you know what, dude? This is disgusting.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
I cannot go more than a day. It's unacceptable.
Yeah, the most I go is like...
Unacceptable.
You wake up... You know, if you're running late, you go to where you go.
Yeah.
And you go to bed that night. The next morning, you're like, I got to fucking get in the shower. I mean, that's how I feel. I don't know.
A 24 hours max.
24 hours is usually the max for me.
Dude, it's gnarly. It's just gross.
You want to be, you know, hygienic. Come on.
I do. I like the way I shower. I don't like to feel funky, dude. It's
for me,
cool.
We're different, though, in that you're more of a kick your day off. No. You're like a get the day started shower.
Absolutely.
And then I shower a lot before bed. So if I'm like ready to go to bed, I'm like, I got to get a quick shower first.
You know why? Because my mother taught me that showering at night is kind of bullshit. Because then you go in your bed and you're like sleeping in all your dead skin, or you're filthy overnight. I'm a sweaty sleeper.
Yeah.
You know me, I like it nice and warm. Yeah. So I sweat at night.
Yeah.
So in the morning, I got to get all that funk off of me.
Yeah, I don't have the same problems. So,
Well, you're a bear.
Yeah.
You hibernate.
I like showering before bed. I feel ready for sleep.
Here's what I like to shower before bed. I like to shower in the morning too. Maybe I should start doing two showers.
Yeah. Oh. Sure you want to do that, big spender?
Talking about big spender.
So much money. You're going to spend it on that. Oh, my gosh.
Talking about a big spender. You blew my mind. I've been meaning to bring this topic up for 4 weeks now.
I know. You keep forgetting.
Because you blew my mind, dude. You know, every morning I put on Pandora and we listen to nice music and the baby jeans, daddy jeans, mommy jeans. We all have breakfast together and it's in the background. And the ads come on with Pandora and I just whatever.
Yeah.
You ignore it. I just push through them. And the other day we used your phone, right? Mm-hmm. Plugged it in. Oh, this was my Pandora account. And you're like, I have no ads. I go, wait a minute. You have no ads on your Pandora? You go, right. Yeah, I pay for it.
Yeah. And you were like, Your brain exploded.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
You could... What are you, it's like $3 a month. Yeah.
I can't believe it. I couldn't believe how...
I can't believe you pay for Pandora. Who does that? You don't pay for Pandora. You just suffer through the commercials.
No way, man. It's so much better, right?
It's... So here's the thing. I started doing it.
Well, first you were like, I don't know if I could even do something like that.
I really... It was such a mind blower, Gene, that you pay for Pandora. I guarantee people listening to this are like, who pays for Pandora? I think it's such a luxury. Like, it's bananas. How much is it?
If you think it's, I think it's either $3.99 or $4.99 a month.
It's a lot. It's yeah, a lot but
when,
scratch.
Man, when you're enjoying something though, like on that station, and then every few things that gets an ad, it's terrible.
And I listen to Brazilian music, so they'll play like Spanish ads, of which course. Isn't Portuguese.
I know. It's really, like, that's it's
not
really
even,
weird.
It's insulting. But, I couldn't believe it, but now I'm on board. You converted me to a paid Pandora listener.
It's worth it.
It kind of is.
I don't know though. It's that whole $4.
That's a lot of money.
I know.
To be spending. Oh. Are you sure you want to spend that?
I know. That's Christina for you.
I seriously did have that, like, oh my
God. $4?
Can we afford that? Can we afford that?
I don't fuck with Lincoln.
See? Joey, I bet, would pay for it.
Joey would not pay for it.
No, he wouldn't fuck with Linkenden or Pandora.
He probably doesn't even listen to Pandora.
No, not a chance. There's a 0% chance.
Anyways, that fucking blew my dog brain apart.
Yeah, well,
that you
that's
can
fucking
pay
funny,
for
man.
Pandora.
Too funny.
Whenever I'm using power tools in my workshop, I can't hear the doorbell ring. So I modified a wireless doorbell so that it turns on a light instead of just playing a tone. Here's how to make one.
Oh, no, please,
start
no.
Start by finding a wireless doorbell that plugs into an AC out.
I don't need to know.
Then
oh,
open up the
shit, this is boring.
Circuit board. Immediately next to the AC oh plug will be an AC to DC converter.
How boring is this?
This so is terrible. Oh, there's a chart now? Dear God.
The AC sine wave
four more videos.
DC
this is
pulses.
Too complicated for me.
Then a capacitor.
That's the whole idea.
I don't even know the presidents. How can I figure this out?
I'm trying to bore your brains dead right now.
We need to identify.
Oh, no. Circuit board.
Power supply.
I'm losing my mind.
The easiest way to do this is to check.
I don't even understand how this stuff works, people.
Some people's brains just get this.
This is so hard.
Negative line of the power supply.
Like, how
and the
do
other
you do
side
this?
Is positive.
By the way,
now find the place.
I just, I got here, you know, I just got in from DC and I walk in the house and our nanny's here and she goes, "You look tired."
Yeah.
And I go, "Yeah, I am." She goes, "You look very tired."
Yeah.
And I go,
"Thank you."
Yeah. She's like, just yeah. nods like.
She told me I looked tired this morning
you don't
too.
Look good at
yeah,
all.
She told me like, that.
Thank you.
Did you sleep last night? I'm like, no, not really.
You look
tired. Yeah. I'm
like, look very old today. Very sick.
Totally.
Oh, thank you.
Aren't you dying?
Did you die?
To have cancer, AIDS.
Do you have problems?
mm-hmm. No, and I go, hey, so don't forget, this week is our getaway, Tom and I. She goes, oh, that is very good, very good. You guys need to sleep. I'm like, thank yeah. you. I get it. We look like shit. I know.
Yeah.
You need the rest. Thank you.
Have you seen, by the way, have I played for you this guy that dresses up like a hippo? Have you seen that?
No.
You haven't seen In the Wild to get close to hippos?
I've seen a piece of it, yes.
This is amazing.
Yes, I've seen it. Yes.
I'm on the trail of a giant. The hippopotamus. When it comes to land mammals,
they're
it's
terrifying.
One of the largest.
Oh, yeah.
Weighing up to 6,000 pounds.
Oh, my life. That's 2 tons.
On this
right?
adventure,
one ton,
my plan is to get
ton?
Within
three
arm's
tons.
Reach of these formidable gladiators.
You know,
they're crazy.
That hippos.
And they're not happy.
Are the deadliest animals in Africa?
I believe it.
I mean, the deadliest is in terms of kill the most people every year.
Really?
Hippos.
More than like...
Than anything.
Lions or
yeah.
shit. Really?
Far more.
Shit that can run fast.
They can actually haul ass, you know, for... Not for as long, but these guys can chase a person
they can
down.
Just come after
and they can
you and bite
chomp you.
You
in half.
That's crazy.
Like split you in half.
Well, and that's the... misnomer or whatever miss whatever what they do in children's books you grew up
oh,
thinking
yeah.
that hippos are like the friendliest mm-hmm. coolest animals.
No, they're not cool.
No, at Chuck E. Cheese they used to have a singing hippo.
These are dinosaurs, man.
Yeah, they're fucking lethal.
Yeah,
You shouldn't be teaching kids that they're friendly and wearing dresses and singing.
This motherfucker, by the way, is this guy?
Is this Bad Bite? Yeah.
It sounds like
it. Sounds
him, right?
Like Bad Bite.
Let me see if this says it.
Little Bad Bite.
Yeah, it is guy.
Yeah.
It is this guy.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
No way, you guys. Part two of the Bad Bite guy.
I got a Bad Bite guy. Yeah. Is it on extraction to get hippo sweat? That's what he... No one's actually...
Hippo sweat.
No one's actually, I think, captured hippo sweat from a hippo in that, like, in the moment before.
Uh-huh. Is there a reason for that?
I don't know.
Do we need the sweat? Maybe it's because nobody gives a shit.
It's assumed that their sweat has antibacterial properties scientists want to research.
Oh, okay.
So he makes a fake hippo body.
That's bananas.
Yeah,
this guy is a total crazy.
I got a bad back.
One of my favorite clips, by the way.
Man, I got a bad bite.
I love that he just keeps saying it and he doesn't move.
Over and over.
Yeah, I got a bad bite. Covered in bat guano.
If the secrets of hippo sweat are unlocked, some scientists believe it could result in powerful new antibiotics and sunblocks for humans. But no one's ever retrieved sweat from a live, undrugged, wild hippo.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to give it a try.
No, you're not.
Look at that.
No,
man.
You're not.
That is not cool.
Stupid.
One thing is clear.
Oh, no.
I need an
hippos
innovative
hippos don't fuck around. That's what one thing that's
just
clear.
The idea. Wow, that's big. A hippo hideout.
Are you serious?
This guy's out of his mind.
Yeah, this guy.
I'm building a new suit to approach wild hippos.
No,
so I can get near enough
capture their sweat.
The sweat
dude
off their skin.
Fucking white people, man.
I
so
know.
Fucking stupid.
This is so dumb. This is so dumb.
Yeah, this is such an old white guy thing to do. This is how fucking Steve Irwin got killed, doing stupid shit. Have we not learned the lesson? Stop fucking with them.
Look at that
Operation
thing.
Hippo Stakeout.
Oh no,
is ready for deployment.
Here's the thing, this guy had a
our strategy is to carry the hippo.
Had like a, you know, a real production team make this thing. It looks like some shit you'd see at a kid's birthday party, you know?
It looks like shit.
I mean, if the kid was like, I like hippos, you'd throw that in the pool and be like, there's a hippo right there, you know? And then he's going to go out in the wild in Africa with this.
Suit close to
I'd try harder.
And leave me alone inside.
Right oh. Oh, no. Get your life.
Dude.
Get your entire life, bro.
No fucking way.
Dude, how much would they have to pay you to do this?
Oh, I would be so terrified.
Never.
That, untold millions. Look at those fucking things.
No, dude.
And approach them.
No.
This guy's crazy. This guy's insane.
What are you doing, dude?
I mean, what do you think it would take for that hippo to run through that thing? A lot? A lot of effort?
Yeah. There's a giant hippo near shore.
Hippo.
I just need to get close enough to open my
hatch
and
close?
Extend the scraper.
What? The scraper. This guy's out of his fucking mind, dude. You think a hippo can't smell that you're not a hippo immediately?
Well, it's funny you bring that up.
Oh.
Because
they have a bad sense of smell.
At least hippos can take a dip for relief. I've got to tough it out on land.
It is.
That's pretty nerve-wracking.
You saw him, he got up with it?
Yes, that was terrible.
Just sitting inside this thing and not knowing what's going to happen. And, you know, you really...
Yeah.
I have to rely on my video monitor to even know what's going on outside. It's just scary. It's just scary.
Yeah.
So here's what I meant, though. Here's,
maybe don't.
Here's what,
how much do you think
saying.
He does get paid? Like, you can't make that much on
no,
a
no, no,
show.
No, no, no. It's not for the money. No,
this
no,
is
no.
like
definitely
yeah,
not
$1,500 a week.
It's. I mean, it's more than that, but he's not making... He's no president. Let's just say
right,
that.
Right,
yeah.
Right,
right. The stench is just overpowering in here. Since I covered this with hippo dung...
So that
it's they, baking in the sun and it just
so the hippos think he's a hippo.
It's overpowering. It's eye watering.
God
he's
damn
not,
it!
He doesn't. He doesn't do anything. I swear.
Maybe no, I count. So dramatic, this guy.
Because it's overpowering. Because there's hippo shit all over this fucking fake thing.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And it's just cooking. So, but that proves the, more to your point of, you know, the hippos would be able to smell him.
Right.
If not, for
they
sure.
They can smell that he's a human somewhere.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, God. I hope he gets attacked.
I think the mud has definitely helped the believability factor of my hippo decoy. The fur
first time I deploy it with mud on it, man, I had a hippo come so close.
My decoy definitely holds promise as a stationary blind. My spirits have been raised.
Man, I wish this had footage of him scraping sweat and a hippo just fucking annihilating.
I made my disguise look and smell more like
I got the sweat.
And it paid off with a close encounter.
Boy.
Man, I got a bad bite.
Wait, so did he get the sweat or not?
I didn't put it together. I don't know. That is the bad bike guy. That's hilarious. God.
What a dipshit.
Yeah.
The stench is just overpowering in here.
Gosh, why would you put yourself in harm's way?
I don't know.
It is entertaining, though. I'm glad he's doing it.
Yeah, thank you for entertaining us and putting your life on the line multiple times for us.
And that's Steve Irwin. I loved him. I mean, he was the original guy who was doing all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
He was so cool. It's such a bummer he's gone. Wow.
Yeah, it is actually, right?
Yeah.
I miss that guy. He was great.
Yeah.
He really was.
He was so enthusiastic. He had a real enthusiasm for all these animals. Remember, he was such a dork. He was always like, oh, it's beautiful. Crikey.
Yeah, he was. Look at that. His kids are doing it now.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Bindi.
Yeah, and the son, too.
Bindi. I don't know. Bindi and Mindy. The two children.
Check this out. We have the female version of this now.
So when was the last time you got off?
Oh, boy.
A couple of days ago.
A couple of days? Wow. So you probably have a nice big buildup in there, don't you?
Oh, boy.
You have a lot of sticky cum in those balls.
Hey, wait a minute.
Right?
So you got cum in those balls?
Wow. Seems to be the question.
Yeah.
Nobody knows the answer to that.
Where's the cum?
So anybody wants to know.
So you got cum in those balls?
A lot of detectives looking for the same answer.
Same thing. Everyone's looking for it.
I hope we find it.
Yeah, me too.
You have a lot of sticky cum in those balls.
Where's the cum?
Jeez.
Yeah. So everyone's, you know, it's like these people are like that guy in the hippo outfit. And
right.
They're just hiding in different things trying to find this stuff.
Right. They're people scientists.
Wow.
Jeez.
I hope we get an answer one of these guys. So far, everybody just asks where it is and they can't seem to find it. Poor guy.
Right. We have to, maybe President Trump can put some money towards it. I know he's working on his financial plan.
My fellow Americans, there's one mystery we have not yet solved in this country, and that is where all the cum is. If you have hot, sticky cum in your balls, please step forward.
You know how many people would come forward? I'm sorry, how many dudes would come forward?
Mr. President.
I've got some.
I definitely have hot sticky cum in my balls. Thank you for serving your country.
A proud American.
You know, these guys, they could have kept all their cum to themselves. They thought about the rest of us, and they came forward. Nice guys.
Wow.
Nice fucking
Patriots.
Guys.
Patriots.
The gate that I'm going to demonstrate now is the hemiparetic gate.
Oh, shit.
This gate, if we were to, to demonstrate it, we need to be able to show the extension of the leg and internal rotation. So the leg is too long. We get circumduction with the paretic side. Very importantly as well is that the upper extremity is very much involved. Abduction of the shoulder, flexion of the elbow, pronation of the wrist, the thumb is tucked under, and a cortical fist. So this is
it's a retard walk.
Babe.
The hemiparetic gate.
This is what we used to make fun of in grade school. And you make fun of like
normal
retarded people. Is this how you pretend to walk? Yeah, it's called a retard walk.
You can actually hear as well as we have circumduction.
What?
You're terrible.
This is what we used to make fun of retarded people in elementary school.
Upper extremity postured into the cortical posture.
Retarded.
Lower extremity is
retarded.
Circumducted.
This is hilarious. I don't feel like I'm appreciating it for the moment.
I know.
Because it's so
why
good.
Does the video even exist? Who's he? Is he teaching you to walk like that?
He's like
it.
Guys, we all want to make fun of retarded people.
But here's the technical terms and ways to do that correctly. If you're going to mock somebody, you got to know what you're doing. Right. Now, once you find the cum that we've all been looking for, I want you to pay attention and I'll show you how to walk like a tard. Ready?
Right.
The hemi.
Yeah. Hemiplegic gait.
The hemiplegic gait.
Hemiplegic gait.
That thing got a hemi?
That's right. That must be what it's in reference
that
to.
That must be it.
That's really good.
Because Southerners are retarded. So there you go. There you go. And there you go.
Oh, man. Do you think they let kids make fun of retarded kids anymore?
No.
No.
God, definitely not.
When you think of the shit we used to say to each other, we call each other faggot, retard.
I've noticed that man. A casual retarded on stage.
It doesn't fly.
No. It's not like you feel, it's not like there's a huge backlash, but people don't like react to it like,
Yeah,
you
know, it's not cool anymore.
Yeah, it's definitely not. It's not, it's on the no fly list. And,
wow. You know? It's so amazing, huh?
A lot of sticky cum in those balls.
Yeah. Yeah.
I almost wish we could make a t-shirt, where's the cum, but.
Oh, we could.
I feel like that won't be a big seller.
Wait, why? Could you expand on your thought for a second?
I don't know. I just feel like...
Guys, why aren't you buying the Where's the Cum shirt?
Wearing it to church. Wearing it to your...
Family functions.
School.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, like, we invested in this really cool design.
It's a designer shirt. It's actually a James Purse shirt.
Would it be like a guy, like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
An explorer?
Yes.
Looking out?
Maybe some binocs. He's glassing
maybe
for him.
Glassing for him.
Yeah. Where's the cum?
Or maybe shrugging his shoulders. Where's the fucking cum at? I can't find it anywhere.
Such an important, thoughtful question.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
It's very true.
We're having our mommy getaway tomorrow. Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking forward to doing?
Sleeping.
Me too.
Chilling.
Just sleeping mostly.
Yeah, we do that. We try to do this once a month where, and you know, we don't go far. I would recommend it to any young parents. If you can, you have your folks or your, you know, trusted loved one come over and watch your child for one evening. And you go, even if it's down the street, you have like a little getaway.
Yeah.
It's a definite necessity, man. We put our kid in a little crate and we put a bottle in there. And
well, you put the water thing. He can lick it.
Put the water thing in there. You leave him some diapers. You go, just change yourself when it happens.
Change yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited to sleep too. I'm really excited just to do nothing.
Oh yeah.
I like to just sit and stare. That's my favorite.
Yeah. Staring is a lot of fun.
Or just TV watchings, or I really want to drink during the day. That's like when you can't really do as a parent of a young child.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, but you're not very good at parenting if you do.
Yeah. You can have a sip of one.
Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not fun when you're like, I got to take care of another life. I'm responsible for somebody.
That's why you
got to
do this, man. Everyone's got to do this. But I mean, I think it's also, by the way, it has nothing to do with parental status also. Whether if you're single or have no kids, I'm a big advocate for a vacation, a time away.
You got to find the cum.
You got to find that cum.
Yeah.
You got to take a break and just look for it.
I agree.
If you don't, no one's ever going to find it.
Well, too, because the thing is, you know, you realize how short life is, and you're like, dude, what are we doing? Just grinding. Like,
dude.
Take a day, man.
Absolutely.
Madonna said it best. Just one day out of life. It would be so nice.
Wow.
A holiday.
She's right.
Celebrate.
I'm talking to my manager about that one year. I'm like, where'd you go on vacation this year? He's like, oh, I didn't go anywhere.
Oh, no.
You got to take a vacation, man. You got to. You can't just do this shit every day of the week, all the time, every week, every month.
No.
No matter what you do.
No, it makes life miserable if you're just working.
And actually, you know, I realized that I get happy when I see photos of people on vacation. Like I see it and I'm like...
Other people's vacations?
Yeah. Like I go, that's all. No, just because I see them enjoying life.
Yeah.
You know, like when they're in the mountains or they're in Hawaii or this, and I'm just like, oh, these people, like I feel like, oh, these people are doing it right.
Yeah. It's funny because I never think about life as something to enjoy. Yeah. That might just be like my Eastern Bloc upbringing. Like it's just not there. So when we do these things,
that's a little weird.
It forces me to like, oh, this is what it's for. You're supposed to laugh and like have fun and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel good and, you know, do fucking yoga.
Yeah.
lady doing yoga and she farted at the end.
I love it. That was really yoga good. Fart. I like her deck.
Yoga fart.
Have you farted during yoga?
I've had to fart during one of the few yoga classes I took, yeah. I've had to fart during pilots, too.
Oh, with our trainer?
Yeah, but I didn't fart, obviously. I held it.
I've had to fart, too.
I've been, like, eyes bugging out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know, I've been seeing a chiropractor.
Your body gets in some weird positions.
Yeah.
Oh,
God. Yeah. So I went to see the chiropractor today, and I had to fart. When he's like, okay, now we're going to, you know, when he starts to do the adjustments, and I was like, oh, dude, I got one in the chamber. Like, he could push down on you. Yeah.
I wish you farted like that in front of him.
He'd be like, where's the fart?
Yeah. He'd be like, I found the fart.
I found them. Yeah. I don't know. Do you really wish I would in front of him?
He's 100%. Dude. Speaking of farts, we got an email. Double pipe classic secret recipe.
Oh.
I drank a kombucha to loosen up the pipes from my keto baby browns. Then followed it up with my first Zevia ginger root beer. About half an hour later, the Zevia gave me wicked burps. And my third burp was matched by an accidental fart that had some serious pressure behind it. They were both so loud, I didn't know which was which. But all I know is that it was the second best moment in my life. Second only to the birth of my children. Try it out. Happy double piping, Mario.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Mario with the formula there. Now,
interesting.
These are two very gas-heavy beverages.
Absolutely.
Kombucha.
Absolutely.
And Zevia.
Absolutely.
So, you know, people have different ways of achieving their goals.
Right.
And, you know, this guy's going heavy on the beverage and just seeing like maybe that makes sense though, because all that gas has got to find a way out. Maybe that is a secret. You double up on them.
And what's really thought-provoking about Mario's plan is that kombucha is designed for intestinal health.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point, is that it creates farts. And the Zevia, as we know from this show, creates burps. So you're really looking at increasing your chances of a double pipe classic. Now, there's no such thing as a perfect recipe for a DPC, but you can definitely up the probability of having one with this formula. I think this is genius.
Yeah.
I really
you said
like
that
it.
Really serious, the whole.
I feel like there's like very few topics in life I can really get excited about, like philosophy.
Yeah.
Reality television,
uh-huh.
Burping and farting. I could talk about those four topics.
Yeah.
Hours, days.
You
whole
could.
Show on them.
You could, and you are.
I think we have.
Yeah. And you have, and you've done
it. Oh, and
it.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, and you do all the time.
And therapy. I love talking about mental health. I think it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes! Meow, 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 meow.
You got a major.
Major.
I'm excited because I'm going to follow your lead.
You're going to do it?
Yeah.
Well, hear what it's like before you do.
Tell the people what happened.
So, number one, I had my crown replaced. Now, just like our refrigerator
story.
This is
a dental update brought to you by teeth.
Right.
Yeah.
I had a crown that was bothering me for 5 years. Every time I would eat, food gets stuck around the gum under it,
mm-hmm.
and I'd have to go to pains to floss, and it was hurting every time.
Yeah.
5 years.
That's a long time.
Much like the thing of like, why don't we just buy more phone chargers instead of having one in the house that you and I would take turns with? I was like, oh, I should probably just get this changed.
Yeah.
So I got that change, and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm happier already. I haven't had any problems. It's a thrill.
Good. Yeah.
Now, here's what I did. I got my teeth professionally whitened at the dentist. Here's the thing they don't tell you. It's 1 hour, and it's fucking excruciatingly painful.
Yeah, man, that sucks.
It sucks so bad, but...
Let's see those chompers, though. Let's
1 hour.
It. Yeah.
Did you hear the ding? Like,
yeah,
it
ding.
Looks rad. Now, here's what they do.
You pulled the plug at a certain point.
Here's what I did. Yeah, because, well, here's the fucking thing. So I got two veneers in the front. Those can't get darker or lighter because they're fake teeth.
Right.
So I have to bleach the rest of my teeth to match the two fronts
that
every
makes
couple
sense.
Of years because your natural teeth darken with normal stains. So I tell the ding dong, whatever assistant there a couple weeks ago, hey, these are veneers. I'd like to whiten the other teeth to match them. So I'm 3/4 of the way through the treatment. By the way, they put like hydrochloric acid on your teeth. It's bleach. It's fucking high powered stuff. Mm-hmm. They, you know, they put the laser on it and then you sit there with that spreader in your mouth for an hour while they apply it 4 times.
You have the cum dog.
Yes.
Apparatus.
And
holding
it doesn't
open.
Feel good and it hurts. And then what happens?
Wait, is it stinging that whole time or
dude,
are there breaks?
Okay, no, it hurts the whole time.
Really?
Cause like when you do it at home, that gel you take home, it's like 10%, 15%. What they use in the office. Oh, I'm sorry. Wow.
It smells bad.
My tears come to my eyes. That was perfect.
Doesn't smell good. Sorry.
That was a perfect fart.
Thank you.
You really got to be proud of yourself.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud.
That you caught that on the show.
By the way, no disrespect to your story. Could you please go back?
Okay. I'm amazed that you got the sound the pitch. And
I flew today. It's always.
Wow.
Spectacular.
And in the professional mics.
Yeah. And it was right up to the area.
We got to find in the time code and save it for Ellis.
Yeah.
Okay, back to my story.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The gel that you take home to do your shits and your trays, it's like a fraction of the power at the dentist's office. So what they're doing is they're using the highest amount of bleach.
Yeah.
They put some shit to protect your gums, but that doesn't matter because it leaks out. It'll get your gums. It'll hit your tongue. It'll hit your everything. Yeah. And it feels like hydrochloric acid burning. It fucking hoits.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm fucking there 45 minutes. I got to tap out. It's hurting. And I say to the lady, the assistant, I go, hey, how white are we doing this? Because my veneers can't lift. So it's got to match. And she goes, oh, you have bondings? I was like, motherfucker, I told, this is, what?
This was the conversation we already had.
Did you tell the doctor? I go, he
I told
knows.
You, bitch.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
So I go, listen, wipe this shit off. Let's see where we're at. Because if I get the rest Steve Harvey white and then the front two, we've done this mistake.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we wiped it off and I was like, done. I'm done. I'm tapped out. Are you sure? We have one. I'm like, don't worry about it. If I want it whiter, I'll come back.
I'll go
now, here's the thing. It's pain and suffering, but it's 1 hour of it and then you're done. Your teeth look a maze versus taking that shit home, doing it over weeks and weeks and weeks, burning the shit out of your gums anyways. You may as well have the dentist do it. I mean, are you trying to be perfect on the show?
I know.
Who's trying to win the title?
And I'm not
title?
Even drinking a carbonated drink. Isn't that something?
Yeah, but you forget you have the perfect storm of travel day.
Oh, I know. I'm not saying it didn't happen.
You've got
I traveled.
Bacteria in Washington, D.C. food. Yeah, you've got bacteria in plane food. You have bacteria in L.A. food. You've got 3 different cities in your guts right now.
I know.
Flying over them and then, anyway, massive dental update. I'm glad to have this new crown. I'm just, I'm thrilled. And I can't believe I waited this long. And you know what? It's $1,500, but it's worth every penny.
Yeah. I'm going to do it.
Not the whitening. The whitening's not $1,500. The crown.
No, I know.
The whitening, it's
$300.
Like,
yeah.
But fucking do it. A professional does it.
You're only doing it every couple of years, right?
Of course. You can only do it so long because it burns the shit out of your mouth. And you're going to hurt. Oh, and then the receptionist goes, now you can't have red wine or anything that could stain a white t-shirt because your teeth are very porous. Some people don't even want to do the treatment because they're like, I got to have my wine at night. I'm like, well, those people are alcoholics.
Yeah, they can't do it for one night.
Yeah. Or drink white wine that night, you alky.
Trying to get out.
Yeah, they always do. Yeah. Fine.
This video is pretty funny. It's a guy in Singapore.
Have you been flossing lately?
Yeah, I've been flossing. Yeah.
You said that with conviction, so I trust you. Your teeth do look good.
Yeah.
But dude, you should profesh white.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Now that I know you've done it. This guy in Singapore thinks that a foreigner
you're not going out.
Is taking too long at the ATM.
Oh, fine.
So he starts to verbally berate her.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It's pretty intense, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Hello? What are you doing? This thing? I am losing my patience with you. If you don't know how to operate this machine, get out and let other people use it.
Whoa.
Wow.
I don't think of Singapore like that.
No.
This guy has some, NYC flair to him.
I do like it because he's saying what I think.
And he's saying what the other people want to say, but they don't. They're not going to say it.
No, that's a difference. It's called social restraint. Hello.
And by the way,
yeah,
have you ever been stuck in an ATM behind someone that doesn't know what the fuck's going on?
Yes, and I've been the person that doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
I know. Well, we all have, but it can be nerve wracking.
Oh,
you know, when you keep hearing, but you're like, hey, you're either withdrawing or you're depositing, like one of the two, right? What are you doing right now? Beep 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 beep.
I know. Pick a lane, asshole.
You're being fucking inconsiderate.
We are.
Where did you come from?
Oh, shit.
Which country are you from?
Oh.
Ooh.
You come to Singapore, you behave yourself.
Whoa.
Nice.
What the fuck do you think this is?
Nice. Yeah. Turn it up.
Damn, dude.
Well, he's right. In Singapore, they got stricter rules on stuff. You can't put gum on the ground. You can't take your time at the ATM. Yeah. Right?
Isn't that immigrant motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's good.
What the fuck do you think this is? You cannot behave yourself, you go home.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
I'm not understanding you.
Then don't shout at me.
You are shouting, sir.
Fuck off.
I cannot break this.
Fuck off. Get out.
Damn.
You fucking spit.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wait, this is the climax here. Ready?
I'm ready.
Get out!
Get out yourself!
Hello? You dare? You want to slap?
Try to slap me now!
Yes, I will!
Do it now!
If you are inconsiderate, I will!
Do it! Slap me now!
Now, get out!
You're disturbing me!
Oh, shut up! Get out! Go home!
Ooh.
Fuck no.
Oh, man.
How long do you want to take? 3 days?
Wow.
Wow. That's uncomfortable, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's excessive.
Yeah.
Do you want a slap?
Yeah, it's not cool. It's pretty funny, though.
Yeah. He's worked up, Mr. Singapore is.
Yeah.
We have some people that listen in Singapore.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Hello?
I haven't burped. I didn't have anything carbonated.
Hello?
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 What the fuck do you think this is?
I like that accent.
Yeah.
There's a guy on Instagram I follow. He's got a little Maltese. Little ching ching.
Mm-hmm.
He talks like that. He's from Singapore, too. Little gay Singaporean dude. Hello, little ching ching.
Ching ching's the name of the dog?
Uh-huh. No, it's not a Maltese. It says something else. It's cute as fuck, though.
What's the name? The name is
ching ching.
Ching ching.
He goes, oh, hello, little ching ching. You got to go out tonight and get wasted.
My dog, ching ching.
This crazy fat kid.
This crazy fat kid.
This crazy fat kid running North Korea.
I know.
That's how, like, your friend's dad would describe
him. Yeah, I love it.
You know?
If
somebody was like, who are you talking about? Oh, this crazy fat kid running North Korea. But that's how our senator described him on the news.
Love it.
I do too.
Huge fan.
So we have, remember last week, there's just this masterful Hi Mommy Thanks Jeans that was
done?
Yes,
I've been thinking about it.
And it was like, that guy went back and doubled down on it.
No.
Yeah, I've
how could you improve on something perfect?
It's pretty impressive.
It's
I saw it.
It's like your jeans are already as tight as they can be, and then you tighten them.
It's
not possible.
It's really crazy. Let's see. He outdid himself. It says, he goes, hi, Blue Band. Thank you for passing along my last video. He said, honestly, it was motivation to try and outdo myself. I got a bunch of other classic gems in there, but I'll let you discover them yourself. The girl threw me a few curveballs, so I had more pauses than I hoped for. Thanks for considering me, Gene. Landon. But second week in a row that he just...
Wow.
I mean, it's just a...
The Hey Mommy Thanks Gene's master.
It's inside the Hi Mommy Studios. It's wow. Like... Yeah, wow. It's crazy.
Okay, let's see it.
Ring, ring, ding, 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 ding.
And he's not even at the teller yet.
Connection.
Wow.
It's gotta do.
Look at him.
Ridiculous.
He's got somebody filming.
How can I get fresh for you today?
Salome, how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
You know, same shit, different toilet, but I've got... oh, I'm sorry. Can you hold on 1 second? I'm sorry. Hey, Case!
When are you going to bring back my staple gun, man? I'm trying to finish a gazebo. God damn.
You remember
stand
that?
Up, yep.
That's Cutman.
Oh, right, 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 right.
If you guys.
Hey, have, Case.
Yeah.
Trying to finish
a gazebo.
When you going to bring back my staple gun, man? I'm trying to finish a gazebo. God damn.
Yeah.
If you go on Ryan Sickler's YouTube, or if you type in either of our names and Cutman, it's on his YouTube page. It's broken down into like 10, 11 episodes. And it's a we made that in 2005.
It's bananas.
I'm so sorry about that. I had a phone call there. I've got orders for a couple different people, but it's all on one ticket. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
I like that you would ask permission for that. Like, as if, like, hey, can I order food for a bunch of people on the same ticket? Like, they're going to be like, nah.
You, right, and it you doesn't matter.
Do.
It doesn't matter.
Is, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, let the conversation begin here. I'm going to start with the buffalo chicken tenders, or the spicy chicken tenders. Now, do you have two in you, or do you have three in you?
Wow.
Listen to her. She's like,
Like the pieces, or
yeah, yeah.
We have a two-piece like a snack pack, or you can get a four-piece or an eight-piece basket.
Oh, wow. That definitely threw her because he's like, "Do you have two in you or three in you?" And she's like, "Pieces."
let's just do a four-piece. Yeah,
I'll okay, be proud.
You know, I'm gonna have to do Thousand Ranch with that.
Yes.
Yeah, you got your
so then I'm looking here on the crevice of the menu. The store down on the hundreds block has chips in a bowl. Do you guys have that?
Jesus.
I'm sorry, do we have what?
Chips in a bowl? You guys don't have that?
We don't.
Okay. Probably don't have hot dogs and Gatorade either.
Yes.
That's fine. You know what?
God.
Sakamoto Sensei recommended something for me here. He's been coming here like 67 years, so I trust him. It's like the original butter burger with cheese. Is that?
Sure, and then our Butterburgers do come dressed to order, so what would you like on that besides cheese?
Let's see. I'm going to get that with... I'd like everything on it except onions and pickles. I have a dental update later, so I don't want...
So it'll just be ketchup, mustard.
I think the really impressive part is that this is... He's not, like, reading it off of something.
No! This is all memory!
Lettuce, tomato. That's okay?
Yeah.
He's only ordered, like,
I got a dental update
things.
Later, so I don't want that onion breath, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's fine.
Okay, so then for my dad here, let's see. My dad, he needs have my dad's dick. I need my dad's balls, the cheese balls. Or you call them cheese curds here, I'm sorry.
Oh, I know this place, Butterburger, right?
He's definitely going to want Thousand Ranch for that.
Oh, my God.
And then my mommy's, let's see. Zer wanted just like a cup of soup.
Zer
but you guys have like soup, like beef cream, chicken cream,
oh
cream
my
soup.
God.
Thursday Lane stuff.
Thursday Lane.
It's like a creamy soup, and then we have chili.
Let's just do the cup of chili.
Okay.
Yeah, that's beautiful, Guppy.
God
and
damn.
Then, sorry, one last question. The kids' meals, do you guys still do the pup play kids' meal?
I'm sorry, the what?
The pup play?
We have the cheeseburger, hamburger, corn dog, grilled cheese, chicken tenders.
Oh, okay. It's nothing sexual. That's fine if you don't have it. And then I think I just need to get just one drink. I need a large Diet Pepsi. Can you put no ice in that? Last time I came here, my ice smelled like a butthole.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
this guy's going
no
deep
ice.
In the vaults. Deep in the vaults.
Anything else for you today?
And then... I think I need to finish up. There's two young gentlemen behind me, and they're looking to order. So I think I'm going to fill her up and seal her shut here. What's
wow.
the total?
Wow.
$17.35.
Okay, I'm just looking the menu. Let's see. I got the tenders, the chili, the drink. You do the math. Something's missing here. Oh, no, wait.
I chicken tenders, your cheeseburger,
I
your
see
cheese
it.
Curds, your drink, and your chili.
Yep, yeah. I see it in there.
I mean, this
it
was
looks great.
Really well
okay.
done.
Thanks, Gene.
This
You're
lady
welcome.
Definitely knows something's wrong. And he is definitely on their list of don't, like, maybe if there's a lady working alone, have a guy also stand
right.
at the cash booth when this guy drives right. up because something's not right.
Right. He's talking to himself. He hears yeah. voices in his head.
Yeah, yeah. She's a little worried about Landon.
Which one was You Do the Math?
You Do the Math is King Ash Ripper.
Right. All
He's
right.
Like, I
yeah.
had four yeah. breakfast burritos, yeah. 250 yeah. calories.
Yeah.
Sausages has 500 calories. How much is that?
You do the math. Right, yeah. right. Dude.
Whoa.
It's their dinner time.
Oh, my goodness.
It's because the nanny's out there. Shh.
Oh, okay.
Hey, quiet. They're pulling the fan string again.
I'm having a big-ass fucking breakfast.
Hey.
Oh, 4 bean and cheese burritos lathered with 2 big-ass eggs.
Stupid.
And fucking 6 sausage and cheese patties.
That's so nasty.
Oh, look at that.
Nasty.
4 bean burritos, that's about 1,000 calories right there. And each sausage patty is 150 calories. You do the math.
There you go. There's the origin of
that. Shut up.
Quiet.
Quiet, Bitzels.
Shh.
Quiet.
All right.
Come here. Come here, stupid. Come here. Schnitzel. Come
dummy,
here.
Dummy,
schnitzel.
Dummy.
Come here, schnitzel.
All right, Gene.
You do the math.
That, I will say, and the amount of forethought that went into Landon's pitch, whatever presentation was startling. Really good.
Incredible.
I mean, look, they all do. I don't mean to diminish anybody else.
Of course,
else's.
You've all done
mommy,
incredible
thanks,
work.
This guy, he really went into the vaults. He really, amaze. It's all amaze.
We're rocking our Gene.
Of course we are.
Hoodies.
Singular Gene.
Gene.
This is my, I love it. It's soft. It's like a spring hoodie.
It is.
It's not too thick. It's really soft, really well made. I think you'll love it for springtime, spring evenings,
and
daytime.
And they've moved a bunch. Thanks, you guys, for doing that. We appreciate it as always. Again, for those of you who don't know, we do a live video on Facebook at the end of every episode. So it's on our Facebook page. That is facebook.com/yourmomshousepodcast. We'll be live here in a moment. And then...
You do the math.
Gene's tickets are at thousandranch.com. I'm at tomsegura.com. That dumb dog is staring and barking still. Thank you guys very much for listening to the show. We'll be back next week with another one. This is Ramsey McQueen again with his song Cucumber.
Oh,
so,
Cucumber.
I'm sure it's influenced by Kumba. But that's it for today.
Thanks, Gene.
Bye, guys.
Bye, mommies. Meow, meow, meow.
Welcome to Maccabees Medical Monday. Today it's all about this cucumber, or as they call it in Jamaica, cucumber. Cucumber. Vitamins, minerals, very high number, silica, hair and nail get longer. Other vitamins make your bones get stronger. Anti-wrinkle make you look younger. 95% water, kidney cleanser, great hydrator. Detox fiber, good regulator. Hear about the good things, don't be a traitor. Get the cucumber, cut it in a slice. Put it in a jug of water overnight. You know what you get for a fraction of the price. Energy drink full of electrolyte. Raw in salad is one of the user. As a base for your vegetable juice. Another surprise for a slice of your eyes. Take away the dryness, revitalize. Oh yes, one thing I have left. Cucumber can answer every bad breath. Cucumber.
You're very handsome. You're my fresh lad, queen.
Cucumber.
Whoa, thank you.
What's going on?
Cucumber.
What's going on? I've been having a
cucumber.
Cucumber.
Where? A cucumber.
Yeah. A cucumber. And it makes me look better.